You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, this made news today. A dog shot his owner. Yes. Yeah, I'm not lying. The dog shot his owner in the butt. If you haven't heard, this is an amazing story. All right, this happened in Utah. There was a man who was going on a duck hunting trip, okay? And he took his dog. I believe it was a yellow lab. I have a yellow lab. We call him Apollo. We had two yellow labs, Apollo and Zeus. They were brothers of the same litter. I wanted to call them Mac and Cheese, but my husband wouldn't let me because we had two cats, Shake and Bake. So I wanted Apollo. I wanted two yellow labs, Mac and Cheese. But my husband wouldn't let me do it. So we have one Apollo and then Zeus we gave to a friend because they needed a dog. But anyway, so the 46-year-old man, unidentified, was hunting with his friend on a canoe in the north end of the Great Salt Lake on Sunday, right? He gets out of the boat to put duck decoys because he's going to go duck hunting. And he leaves his 12-gauge shotgun behind. Now, we don't really have any interviews of him because apparently he's too embarrassed to talk about this. But something caused the dog that was in the canoe to jump, and he stepped on the gun, and it fired into his owner, which was about 10 feet away. Now, there was about 27 birdshot pellets that landed in his butt. Now, they don't know if the safety device was on or not. Could the dog have undone the safety? My guess is the safety device wasn't on. He jumped. And honestly, you know, the paws, like our yellow lab, his paws are huge. I mean, they're almost as big as my hand. I mean, they're huge paws. So I'm sure jumping up could have done something, you know. And anyway, luckily his waders prevented him from having serious injury, and he and his buddy were able to walk to a nearby road to wait for emergency crews, and then doctors were able to remove the 27 bird shots. I think they still kept the dog. I think this was all on purpose. I mean, you know, people always go, oh, the damn dog, or the stupid dog, you know, or why did I bring the dog? You know, because your yellow lab is kind of dopey. I mean, I think it's a yellow lab. He just says lab, but I'm just imagining my yellow lab. He's like, duh. I mean, cute dog shows a lot of love, but he's dumb. He is so dumb. When we had somebody break into the house, he was asleep, just lying there asleep, doing nothing. You know, we have these beware of dog signs, and we don't know why. The little dog is more of a biter than this one. This one, so anyway, that's what I bet happened. I bet, you know, he was so sick of his owner, just like my dog is sick of me, you know, bad-mouthing him, that, you know, he probably said, you know what, I see his butt, I'm going to go after him. And he did. So that ended up being the story of the day. I got some more medical news. This little baby who had three heart operations that's actually living because of having a dose of Viagra. Keep her circulation going. Nothing new in terms of Viagra helping circulation, but this baby's on Viagra and living well. I also want to talk about a little fight that's going on with a dentist and his patient. The dentist charged the patient for bad-mouthing him online. Now the patient is suing the dentist. It's kind of going back and forth, but dentists have been having a hard time. You know, for some of you insomniacs, they're starting to recommend yoga. For some people with menopause, they're starting to recommend yoga. So I guess yoga is the in thing. I think yoga is great. I can't do it. I fall down, but it's out there. We'll just talk a little bit about that. I also want to talk about this gentleman that died in flight on American Airlines, and the family is suing American Airlines because they're blaming the food. And we're going to also talk about the hazing and different types of hazing as this Florida boy, Robert Champion, 26-year-old Florida A&M band member, died from a hazing incident. Looks like a new victim has come forward in hazing. Four students have been already dismissed from the school, and I believe the band director has been fired. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about on this very juicy show of the Dr. Dahlia Show. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you're not live, we'll still take your call. Play it the next time we're live on air, as long as you give us permission to and say, yep, go ahead. If you say, no, please don't air this. I know some of you are going, please don't air the Dr. Dahlia Show. Nah, not going to happen. The Dr. Dahlia Show is going to air. For those of you who do like my show, you got to go to your local talk station and say, look, I know you got Rush Limbaugh, I know you got Sean Hannity, but Dr. Dahlia would love to squeeze right in there. Say you want your double D. Tell your local radio station you want your double D, and they will call GCN, and GCN will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials. Got a great show today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so let's talk about this little baby girl. All right, so baby girl being kept alive by Viagra. Her name is Ceres Small. She was born with a heart defect, no spleen, a lot of problems with her stomach and bowel. I believe they asked the parents when she was in utero before she was born to terminate the pregnancy. And the parents said no. And you look at this kid, the picture of a kid, she is so, so cute. I believe she's now 10 months old. And what had happened is after her first heart operation, they were having some issues with her circulation. So doctors told mom and dad, we're going to try some Viagra. We're going to, I mean, obviously diluted, et cetera, and try some Viagra. And, of course, the parents giggled. They said we were giggling when they told us what drug she would need. But what many people don't realize is it was originally developed as a heart drug. It was. Viagra originally was developed for angina. You know, the spasm you get where you get chest pain with ischemic heart disease when you aren't getting flow. Originally, back in 1989, they were trying to use it for high blood pressure and angina. And I have to say angina, because if I say angina, it sounds like vagina. So I have to say angina. And for some reason, the trials didn't show that it was good enough for angina. And then they started the erectile dysfunction trials. It looks like they found some pretty good results. And then they released it onto the market in 1998. Now, after that, we started to see some people were dying because of the nitrate mix. You're not supposed to be taking Viagra if you take nitrates, nitroglycerin, because it causes too much of a vasodilation, and people were dying, so it was kind of dangerous. But it later was on the market, one of the most popular drugs. People joke about it, but we still use it for pulmonary hypertension and heart disease. Good for that baby. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and a seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig? With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so we're talking about Viagra and how they use Viagra for pulmonary hypertension and this little baby and her cardiac issues. But there is a pretend form of Viagra being circulated that's actually going to be recalled. And for some of you that take Stiff One Hard 169, that's what the medication is called. It's called Stiff One, number one, O-N-E, Hard 169. It's a dietary supplement that has been voluntarily recalled in Canada after it was found to contain an undeclared prescription medication. Now, Viagra is sildenafil, okay? Sildenafil or sildenafil, however you want to pronounce it. This compound is thiodimethyl sildenafil. All right, that is about 22 letters. So it has some form of sildenafil in it. I don't know what the methyl and the thio do to it, but apparently they think it could pose serious health risks. Because here's the thing. You aren't supposed to be taking something like this over the counter. So if this is something that is over the counter and you have a heart disease, if you have a risk of stroke, if you are taking nitroglycerin or nitrates, then you could have the same problem that you could have taking Viagra. So they are taking that off the market. So those of you taking Stiff One, you need to not. I tell you, I just don't really understand what people would, I mean, please, you know what, to save money, I bet they probably go, they came up with a smart name, I mean, anyway, okay, so what's going on here? Now, We've been talking about these websites where you can bash your doctor. Looks like you can bash your dentist. You can probably go to Better Business Bureau and bash your contractor or restaurants. Okay, well, a dentist was tired of this. So what he did was he fined his patient $100 a day for until the patient would take down the negative posting reviews on two consumer websites. Now, this is a New York City dentist. Now, the patient's name is Robert Lee. He was compelled, apparently, in the beginning to sign this privacy agreement. And the dentist was a woman, Stacy Makinovich. Okay, treated his cavity in 2010. Now, the dentist sent Lee a bill for $4,700. Oh, that's expensive, after filling the tooth. Patient paid and refused to send copies of his records to submit to an insurance company for reimbursement. Huh. I'm not sure what's going on here. Anyway, they had some sort of scuffle, and the patient decides to go on the website and say that this dentist is scamming customers, avoid this dentist at all costs. All right, so the dentist started sending Lee invoices, charging him $100 each day that the review was online, along with the notice threatening a lawsuit for breaching the privacy agreement. I'm not sure what kind of privacy agreement a doctor and a patient can have in terms of people putting things on consumer websites. From what I understand, patients can. From what I understand, they're allowed to. There's some sort of a freedom of speech, I get a fair use, legally protected speech considered fair use under copyright laws. So anyway, now the patient is suing the dentist, so they're going back and forth. And you know, I've gotten bad reviews online, of course. Somebody gets mad. I send them to collections. Every month when we send our stack of patients to collections, they come back ripping me. You see the dates. It's hilarious how this happens. And, of course, nobody on the website will say, oh, you know, I hate, you know, Dr. Dahlia's clinic because they sent me to collections after I didn't pay my bill for a year. No. No, they're going to blame the staff. They're going to blame my being rude. They're going to say, hey, you know, of course, because they're mad. I mean, and I don't blame them. When I get sent to collections, I'm mad. I can't stand it when I'm sent to collections, but I'm mad because I never get a bill. Or I'm mad because they, you know, I just saw them a week ago and all of a sudden I'm in collections. So, yeah, I get mad. It angers you. You know, but you know, people badmouth doctors all the time. You don't get a lot of good reviews on the internet because somebody doesn't leave the doctor all happy going, you know what, I am so happy today, I'm going to go home and I'm going to write a good review. No, people do that when they want a bad mouth. So looks like how this dentist is handling it is he's charging the patient. Well, you know, dentists right now, they say, are in a heap of trouble economically. Apparently, dentists have taken even more of a hit than doctors have or all the other types of jobs out there and careers out there because people can't afford dentistry. I mean, I really want to know why taking out a tooth and filling it is a $4,700 experience. I don't know. Maybe this article didn't go into it. But, I mean, with us, when money goes down, we don't have time to go to the dentist. Yeah, and most health insurances don't cover dentistry. So they're saying that dentists right now have taken a big bite. You know, many are going out of business. And so now they're trying to come up with other ways to get, you know, patients are trying to improve their website. They're, you know, coming up with some gimmicks. And it's very tough because I think dentistry is one of the most important fields and one of the most important types of medicine that has to be done. I really feel bad that dentistry has never been considered a medical field. It should. Even when I was in medical school, we got very little dentistry. I know hardly anything about the teeth. Anything I've learned was from my friends who are in dentistry and from what I've learned on my own. In medical school, you know, we were given, I think, a 3-4-hour course and told, you know, look, you refer to the dentist, you refer to the oral surgeon, but not enough. And still, with our patients, I see that. I see that with our students. I see that with our new doctors and, you know, doctors that have been practicing. Like, all right, go to your dentist. But they don't. People don't. And we've talked about what happens if you have poor gums and poor dental health. You could get heart attacks. Okay? I mean, heart attacks are linked to poor gums, poor dental health. So, you know, cleaning your teeth and fixing your teeth. Plus, you need to eat. You know, you lose your teeth, you're disabled. I mean, teeth are so important, but we don't have the money. And now with this recession, I mean, I don't know if Obamacare integrates dental. I don't think it does. I read through those 2,200 pages. I didn't see anything on dental. There, so it's really, really frustrating. So dentists are going out of business. But you see, why I'm frustrated is I come from a city where years ago there weren't a lot of dentists. From what I understand, the boards were very difficult to pass. And in order to practice in our state, you had to pass some boards. So we had very few dentists, and the wait times were horrible to get into a dentist. So when I had somebody who had a toothache or a gum abscess, I did what I could, you know, and we didn't have enough dentists. Well, it was such a crisis that, from what I understand, the dental board in the state had to allow people to be grandfathered in from other states. If you were board certified and, you know, your other states, you could come on in. Well, then, that was at the time when the Southwest was booming, when the economy was booming, 2003, 2004. So we got flooded with dentists, just flooded. All right, and then you had two dentists on each corner. And I mean, honestly, now you're starting to see many go out of business, but it's crazy. I mean, you see more dentists than you do McDonald's in the area where I live. It's absolutely crazy. But what was very frustrating for me as a doctor is patients would come in saying, "Dr. Dahlia, you got to help me decide." One dentist is saying, "I have seven cavities." The other says, "I don't." How could two dentists disagree? And I'm like, oh, my God, well, show me the films. I mean, that's when I started to brush up on my dentistry. You know, I had the same thing happen. I went to visit a new dentist. He said, "Oh, you have a cracked tooth. You have this. We got to get this done. We got to get this scheduled." I go get a second opinion. He's like, "Huh? You don't, what's he talking about?" And I like to trust the profession of dentistry. All the dentists I know and I work with closely, I love. But there's people out there that once business went down, some of these scam artists were telling my patients, "All right, you need this done, this done, this done." And it was actually scary. It was really scary at one point here. And I, you know, luckily I found people I could trust. But, you know, when you have an industry like this in a heap of a lot of trouble, and of course they don't get paid, you know, by insurance. You know, me as a doctor, I could do like a $50 cash visit, $45. I could do that. Dentists, no, they can't. You know, their hygienists cost money. They have a lot more overhead than us doctors. You know, me, my time, I've given my time away for free. It's my time. Yeah, and I've given away a lot of supplies for free. But a dentist supplies and a dentist labor is a heck of a lot more expensive than what I have, depending on what they're doing with the patient. So, you know, my recommendation to anybody is if you do get told you need a slew of dental work and you're questioning it, get the second opinion. It is worth the consult fee. And call the other dentist and say, "Look, what is your consult fee? I need to know because this is what was told." And if the other dentist says, "Yes, I agree, you need this, you need this, you need this, you know, root canal, extraction, et cetera," okay, well then fine. But I was really, really frustrated because we had some really, really good dentists in town, and we had a lot of jerks move in, and I think they were scamming a lot of our patients. Okay, when we come back in town, I want to talk about hazing, and I also want to talk about this gentleman that died mid-flight on American Airlines, and he's blaming the food, or the family's blaming the food. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on my Facebook page. And, of course, don't forget to sign up for the Alaskan Cruise that we are doing next summer. Oh, cannot wait. It's going to be a great group. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be lots of fun. All right. But I hate talking about the Alaska Cruise and talking about this sad story on a flight. But this is kind of – the story kind of has a twist. Okay? There was a gentleman that took a flight with his wife from Barcelona to New York May 18th. And he had eaten a meal. And while he's at JFK Airport waiting for his connecting flight to Miami, the wife says he became pale, had some sharp stomach cramps. Okay? Now, they board the plane going to Miami. While he was mid-flight to Miami, he starts having a shortness of breath, nausea, has a heart attack, and dies. Now, the family wants to sue American Airlines and Sky Chefs, which is the airplane catering company, because they say that the man died of food poisoning, or the food poisoning caused the heart attack. Okay, now, when I first read this, again, my condolences to the family. It's horrible what happened to him. They're actually telling us how old he is. His name was Othon Cortez, but I don't see his age. But, the first thing I saw this is, first of all, he got food. I don't get food. I fly across country all the time. I never get food. He probably got food because it was a Barcelona to New York flight. Okay. So, you know, then my thing is, if he did get food, how much could he have actually ingested? But here's the thing. Food poisoning doesn't kick in that quickly. I mean, they think this was like a six-hour time span with the flight of him eating and then having symptoms at JFK Airport. And no, that's usually not enough time for food poisoning, unless the whole plane started to vomit and get sick because there were toxins. But usually, like salmonella, that's 24 to 48 hours later. You know, 12 hours, we could start seeing diarrhea and issues. You know, sometimes you could get nauseated from eating something. Let's say spicy, you have an ulcer right away. But in terms of it being true, honest to God, food poisoning, no. We usually don't see it that quickly. So, you know, when I heard this, I was like, you know, I think he had an honest to God heart attack, you know, on the flight from New York to Miami. And I've told you about how I had to, you know, try to resuscitate people that had heart attacks mid-flight and before flight. And it's sad, you know, because you really don't have a lot of tools and you do what you can. And I'm always prepared. You know, whenever I travel, I have gloves, I have a mask, and I know the TSA agents, like, what the hell are these for? You know, and I'm like, I just want to, if God forbid anything happens, I could just jump on there. Because, you know, one gentleman, luckily there was a nurse with me at the time, and we had some supply, so we started an IV. Now, of course, you know, blood was going everywhere, et cetera. So it's kind of nice to have the gloves and the mask. It's nice to have, but not needed all the time. I mean, you know, you could resuscitate somebody, obviously, without it. But, you know, family wants to go after the food. I don't know what to say. I really don't think it's true. But what's also a weird twist is they want to sue American Airlines, saying they should have never let Mr. Cortez go on the flight to Miami. And American Airlines is like, what are you talking about? Well, they said, well, you should have seen that he was sick and you shouldn't have let him board. Now, the flight crew and the people behind the ticket counter, that's not their job. Their job is to collect the ticket and get you boarded on the plane. No, they're not going to medically assess you. They're not nurses. They're not doctors. They're not therapists. No, they're going to, you know, now, if what they should have done is, if he was feeling ill, and it sounds like he was probably having the start of a heart attack, obviously, there, and then he had his aftermath or the second infarction while he was on the flight. You know, these infarctions, they can sometimes come in waves. You could have the sudden one, or you could start to have the vasospasm. You could start to have the clogging of the artery and the clot forming. Blood goes through, and then finally it gives up. Or you could be actually infarcting, having loss of blood flow to the heart, but it's still working. So there's a variety of things that could have been happening to this poor gentleman. But for the family to blame, you know, the flight crew that's trying to get people boarded onto the flight for not looking at him going, huh, you look pale. I mean, I'm pale. I don't know if any of you have seen my picture on my website, but I am white. White, white. I can't tan if my life depended on it. I mean, when I go and see my doctor, she's like, oh my gosh, you must be anemic. You know, I'll check your blood, but we got to type across 2 units. I'm like, no, this is my color. I'm feeling fine today. I'm just here for a pap smear. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I worry people all the time because I am so pale. So, no, these people, and you know what? I'd be insulted, right? If I just flew American Airlines. If they said, ma'am, you look pale, you can't get on the flight, I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? So, like I said, it's a shame that this happened, but, you know, families are just so quick to sue. So quick to sue. Now, I tell you who does have a right to sue is the family of this drum major from Florida A&M University who was hazed and had died after a football game. Apparently, there's even a second victim that's come forward that was hazing. Apparently, she was almost paralyzed after a beating that she got. She had been beaten 3-4 times. So when they asked her, this is a freshman, Bria Hunter, you know, why she even participated in the hazing, you know, I guess to be inducted into the band group, she said, you do this so we can be accepted. If you don't do anything, then it's like you're lame, unquote. So people are afraid to be considered lame. Now, let me tell you, from somebody who was considered lame, you know, all 12 years of, you know, school and high school and undergrad and medical school and residency, and probably currently by my radio listeners, it's not really that bad being considered lame, okay? All right, it's not that bad. It's definitely not worth dying over. Now, the 911 tapes were released. We kind of reviewed them in the previous hour, kind of sad. It sounds like he was probably alive longer than we originally thought in the media because he was throwing up. Now, a big risk we have with our teenagers when they get drunk is they get so drunk that when they vomit, they don't, they're so out of it that they're not really sure what to do, and they start to get hypoxic, they start to asphyxiate, they basically drown in their own vomit. And so I'm wondering if that might have been what happened. You know, you see the 911 operator talking to a couple of the other students, you know, telling them to get him on the back, asking if he had vomit in his mouth, to, you know, clean it up, et cetera, sweep it out, get ready to perform CPR, and then the connection is lost. So we don't know. We don't know if they planned on resuscitating. We don't know if they were like, oh, my gosh, this is gross. I can't handle it. Just get off 911. I don't know. We don't know what happened. We don't have any more information. But the parents want to know what happened, so they're suing the school. Now, we spend a significant amount of time talking about hazing. You know, hazing has occurred since Grecian times and medieval times. But very, very scary stuff. You know, these kids are being beaten and they're being burned. Some hazing acts is, you know, you drink alcohol, And then you light it with a match while it's in your mouth. I mean, real stupid stuff. You know, kids, even back in the 1800s and 1900s, there's cases of law students being beaten to death, people freezing to death. One little 13-year-old kid caught pneumonia because they were throwing ice in his clothes and he had to hold the ice and the wet clothes. That was back in 1905. So, I mean, these stupid practices and hazing has been going on forever. I was just shocked that it involved band. I thought this was only fraternity, sorority, prep schools. I didn't realize it included band. But, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of this hazing includes sexual assault and sodomy. You know, people are told to attach things to their genitalia. People are told, these students are told to insert things into orifices. So there's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of assault. And, you know, they come into the ER and, you know, they're bruised up and they're burned and they're lacerated. One kid died because during his hazing event, he was slammed into a wall, fractured his skull, bled to death. These kids are stupid. Another thing called pinning, where the senior puts a pin on you with bare skin. And, you know, sometimes it could actually pierce your lung if they go too deep. And these kids are supposed to stand there and take it. So if your kids or grandkids are thinking about joining a band, I guess, or fraternity, sorority, or whatever, keep an eye on them because they're doing stupid stuff that could kill them. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
All right, we are back today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So it's interesting. A study came out today saying if you're going to give your baby vaccinations, do it in the afternoon. Researchers from the University of California, San Francisco, said that if you vaccinate your kids in the afternoon after 1:30, they'll have a better response to the vaccine and sleep better. Now, they're saying that when you vaccinate them in the morning, they get grumpy, they don't sleep well, they may have an increase in body temperature, they may be more grumpy. Yet if you do it in the afternoon, true, they may still need a little Tylenol or, you know, for the increase in blood temperature, but they end up sleeping for a longer period of time, and while they're asleep, their immune system produces the antibodies, which is the purpose of getting the vaccine. Now, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, well, I don't really know if I buy it. I think it really depends on the kid's sleep cycle. You know, whether you give a kid a shot at 11:30 or give the kid the vaccine at 1:30. I mean, we've checked people's immune status for their MMR, their measles, mumps, rubella, and, you know, for their varicella when they're trying to, you know, go into nursing school. And I'm sure if you ask them, they'll probably say, well, I don't know when I was vaccinated, whether it was morning or afternoon, but I'm sure either way you're going to, you know, have a good immune response. But I find it interesting that they're actually making a recommendation that afternoon would be better. Now, I don't know if pediatricians are going to like this because they surely are not going to want their clinics packed in the afternoon. The study looked at 70 infants, and researchers found that infants who received vaccines after 1:30 slept more than infants who received the shot earlier in the day. Most infants who received the shots in the afternoon did have the increase in body temperature, but acetaminophen, either Tylenol, helped, and then they were able to increase their sleeping. The researchers say that more sleep is needed. I don't know. My kids got vaccines any time of day, and it did fine. But you know what? It's news. It's medical news. All right, let's go into political news. I love political news. Okay, Kathleen Sebelius, did you hear about this? She's going to start a website on the taxpayer dollar, no less, that will kind of embarrass insurance companies. What she wants to do is make insurance companies post publicly why they are increasing their insurance premiums if they decide to increase by more than 10%. So what they're trying to do is you kind of get publicly humiliated if you increase your insurance premiums by 10%, because you have to then go on this website and you have to explain why. Now, of course, this is the aim of the Obama administration to, you know, lower costs, lower insurance company premiums. But you see, am I the only one that looks at this and like, you're going about it wrong? You know, browbeating the insurance companies. Okay, yes, I like the idea of them not charging my patient an arm and a leg, not paying me jack diddly squat, and them having to account for where all the money's going. I mean, I have to admit, as a doctor, that does make me a little giddy, all right? But as someone that respects the Constitution and somebody who is very American, I'm just a little creeped out by the fact that the government is getting so in these insurance companies' faces. Are they going to do that to restaurants later? All right, well, your steak, you know, trust me, when I go to a steakhouse, you know, I mean, I like going to Outback. I love Outback. But, you know, when Outback's prices go up, it stinks. Yeah, I don't like it. But is Kathleen Sebelius going to do that to restaurants if prices go up? Are they going to do that to auto dealerships? If a doctor decides to raise their cash rate, are they going to have to be humiliated on a website? You know, the government getting involved at this level makes me extremely nervous. True, I don't like insurance companies. I think they underpay the doctor. I think they overcharge a patient. But, you know, if you want to lower health care costs, okay, there's a variety of other things you could do than come up with a website and try and humiliate the insurance companies, okay? Because listen, if an insurance company could undercut the other insurance companies by a couple hundred dollars a patient a month, don't you think they would? Don't you think in this capitalistic society, these insurance companies would go, wait a second, I could beat out these other guys if I charge less? They can't charge less. Because more and more people are getting older, they're needing more expensive treatments. You in the news today, they were talking about how they can now make bone scaffolding out of a laser printer. They're using a 3D laser printer to make bone scaffolds, to grow bone cells on to make bone. Is that cool or what? That is cool. They're using a printer. Now, I don't know what they're going to use the mouse for. Pap smears, I don't know. But right now, they're using printers to make the architecture of the bone that they could put bone cells on. Fascinating stuff, but expensive. Okay, I mean, if you're going to be having your stem cells put on this scaffold and bone grow and implant in you, that's expensive stuff. Okay, we want fancier treatments. What did we talk about yesterday? A guy had a toe sewed onto his hand. That wasn't cheap. That insurance company, trust me, did not break even on that one. That insurance company put out more money. They probably put out an arm and a toe for this guy. Now, if Kathleen Sebelius thinks this whole website thing is going to work, I think it's ludicrous. I think it's stupid. All right. You know, I mean, yes, we would like to know where all the money's going. I would like to know when an insurance company pays me $2.42, the patient has to pay a $30 copay, and the patient's mad at me. you know, because their premiums are $900 a month. Yes, I would like to know where those premiums are going, but I think I have an idea. I think those premiums are going to the fewer sick people that are dominating all our healthcare dollars. You know what other broke in today's news today? You know what they said? They said 60% of adult illegal immigrants, they've been here for over a decade. The majority of illegal immigrants have been here for years, using our resources for years. All right? I think there's a lot of reasons out there why healthcare costs are high. I think doctors are ordering tests to cover their butt because they're getting sued left and right for not ordering the test. Yes. That's why I think healthcare costs are up. I mean, so I don't know what the insurance company is going to do. Okay, they're going to go on the website and say, well, I had to raise rates because Joe Schmo had prostate cancer. His brother had a heart attack. The wife had, I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to list what they had to cover? These things are expensive. Any of you that have ever been in the hospital, look at your bill. Now, yes, I think there is an issue that we have. Insurance companies underpay us so much that the cash rate is high. When somebody says, Dahlia, I got a $100,000 bill from the insurance company, and I go, oh, my God, you have to pay $100,000? I go, no, no. Insurance knocked it down to $2,000. We have inflated costs. We've been having that for years. Toilet paper, aspirin, these things, absolutely inflated costs, which I think are ridiculous. But that's because these hospitals and the doctor's offices and clinics, they can't live on insurance alone. They need somebody with cash coming in, you know, and then they do a cash discount. Maybe the cash discount's 30%, maybe it's 50%, but they're still making more money than what they get with insurance. If doctors and hospitals don't have that variety of payers, they're screwed. If a company relies strictly on Medicare, no, you can't do that. You need to diversify. You need to diversify or you won't stay in business. And unfortunately, the cash patients are the best paying patients. The ones that pay, the ones that don't pay, no, you take a loss. So the system is completely messed up. And if Obama administration and Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Service Secretary, thinks they're going to solve this problem by a website that's trying to embarrass insurance companies, they're clueless. These guys are clueless. They don't know what to do. Admit it. I would have so much respect for this administration if they got in front of a microphone and said, we don't know how to fix this because it's not an easy fix. And all the BS stuff that we threw out there in legislation was probably a bad idea. And let's start back from scratch and go piece by piece. I would respect them. I would sing their praises. But right now, I'm scared. Look at who is running our country. Look at who has our medical fate in their hands. Okay, I want to know that I'm going to be able to get surgery 10 years from now if I need it. What are they doing to our healthcare system? Websites, really? All right, next thing you're going to know, they're going to tweet. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. If not, I'm on for another hour. Stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.